comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, ladies and gentlemen. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth, thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. We're here because you have a right to know, and we're here because you matter. I'll be in the Dallas area this weekend, and I announced that in the K-Files, this last edition of the K-Files. So I put the information in there, in the K-Files for anybody that, wants to spend a little time hanging out with me in Dallas, this weekend. And, if you haven't read your K-Files yet, be sure you do. The information is there and, tells you how to get the details. You know, I just need to know if you're planning on being there with me. There's no tickets to buy or anything like that. It's just, you know, you want to hang out with me for a little bit. I'll be available this weekend in the Dallas area. Now, if you want that kind of information, by the way, there's not but one way to get it, and that is through the K-Files, all right? So if you have been sitting around saying, well, you know, he keeps talking about the K-Files. I don't want to get the K-Files. Okay, well, don't, and you don't get the information. Because that's where we put it, and if you want it, then you have to subscribe. And the way to get it, the way to subscribe, is to go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and look right in the middle of your screen. You will see where it says K-Files. Click that. That is how you subscribe to the K-Files. You'll get an email immediately that has a link in it that you have to use to activate your subscription. Be sure you do that. The members area. Well, if you're not a member, you need to join tonight because, and it, look, it's only $6.95 for the whole month. You get the archives, you get to get into the chat room, you get forums, you get your own blog, your own photo gallery. The new members community is about to open, and you'll also have in there your own video album where you can upload your video clips that you want to share with other members. But you also get to watch the show. And you might say, well, yeah, I enjoy listening to the show. That's good enough. Okay, that's fine. Not a problem. We're glad you're listening. But if you want to watch the show where you can see the photographs that we'll be talking about tonight, and very often on the show we have photographs that we discuss, you want to be able to see those and the links where you can look them up yourself on the internet, well, you need to join. That comes out to 23 cents a day. Come on. One trip to Starbucks per month more than pays for a whole month of membership at the Kevin Smith Show. So you need to do that. Now, if you decide, okay, I'm going to join right now, and some of you will, and that's good, I'm going to join right now so I can watch the show tonight. Good. I'm glad you're doing it. But when you do, log in and be sure the first thing you do is read the new members' info. If you don't do that, you won't figure out how to watch the show. It's not hard. It's not difficult. But there's one step in there that is in the new members' info. You've got to know about it. All right. We're going to step away, and we'll be back here in just a couple of minutes with a sizzling, controversial show. Well, Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we've got several things we're going to cover tonight. A couple of things real quick, just because it's big news. I say it's big news. I think it's important news, things that you should be aware of. And then we're going to get into something hairy and controversial, very much so. And you'll see what I mean by that in just a moment. As you know, I don't run from controversial subjects, we're going to dive right into that. The first thing is this. Do you remember, a few months ago, a book came out written by a journalist by the name of Annie Jacobson, and she says it's called Area 51. And in this book, she makes some pretty outstanding claims, actually, pretty fantastic claims about what was going on at Area 51. The claims that she makes are that basically they're among the claims she makes. There was no extraterrestrial, nothing happening out at Area 51. What was going on was all top secret stuff, and among those claims was a claim about the Roswell crash. And the claim that she makes there is that the Roswell crash did happen. However, it was not extraterrestrial. It was Russian. And this was a super secret Russian flying saucer craft that they flew in by remote control and crashed it at Roswell for the purpose of creating panic in the U.S. military here. The small bodies that were observed were actually children, according to her, who had been horribly changed and disfigured by Dr. Joseph Mengele. Well, you may remember at the time I did a show where we talked about that right when the book came out, and I talked about how that was just absolutely preposterous. I mean, think about remote control. Yes, we could do remote control today, and I'm pretty sure the Russians can too. I'm pretty sure that the Russians and possibly some others have the capability of sitting in their capital city and remote controlling an aircraft right into the United States of America or anywhere else on Earth. We have that capability. That's not a big secret. The fact that it can be done is not a big secret. And, I would assume that if we can do it, others can too. What's happened is, and this is important, at the time, I was not the only voice saying that this was preposterous. There were others, but now some mainstream media has begun to pick up on that as well. Popular Mechanics magazine has an article. It's on their website, and it absolutely guts this book. It guts her claims about Area 51. They point out there in their review of it that they found 31 absolute factual errors, things that just weren't true, couldn't be true. And they explain why they couldn't be. So I think that's pretty big news in that this is a book that obviously, from my point of view, it was written as disinformation, trying to deflect away from the idea that there were alien technologies and perhaps even aliens working at Area 51, as we have heard from a number of sources over the years. So this book deflects that. It admits the Roswell crash. It admits bodies were found, but gives us this wild explanation that it was Joseph Stalin's flying saucer that they remote controlled into the United States and crashed at Roswell. The technology for remote control back then, of course, it existed, but it was pretty much line of sight. It was low power, it was not sophisticated, and it could not have been flown from Russia. into the United States. Even if it had been launched from a ship offshore, think of the hundreds and hundreds of miles this thing had to fly coming in from the Pacific to get to Roswell. And in fact, from if it had been from the Gulf of Mexico, hundreds of miles to get to Roswell. If it had been from the Atlantic, it would have had to cross the whole United States from the Atlantic to get to Roswell. Just preposterous. The technology didn't exist. So now Popular Mechanics has taken up the issue, and they have said couldn't happen. And so, you know, to me, it just sort of further identifies this book as blatant disinformation, and makes you wonder if there is perhaps an alphabet agency back there in the finance department of that book somewhere. I don't know that there is, but it sure smells like cabbage cooking. Okay, another important thing. Over in France, there's been an explosion at a nuclear power plant. You've heard about this, I'm sure. One of the headlines says that it's leaking nuclear radiation. And so I clicked on the headline and I checked it out. And you know, this is just so typical of mainstream media. Glaring headline talks about this explosion at the nuclear plant and it's leaking radiation. So you start reading the article, and do you know what it says about the radiation leak? It says it is not, N-O-T, not leaking radiation. And, you know, they talk about alternative media over in the mainstream, the lamestream. They talk about alternative media and talk about how alternative media is all about hate-mongering and fear-mongering and all. Come on, it's, you guys invented that game. You guys in lamestream invented that game. We catch you at it, though, and we're always glad to point it out. Just doing our public service, our public duty, when we point it out. All right, now last week I did a show, the entire show, on these photographs that came from NASA showing us the landing sites for Apollo 12, I believe it was 12, 14, and 17. It might have been 12, 15, and 17. Anyway, three landing sites. They released the pictures, and all the headlines declare the clearest pictures ever of the Apollo sites. We're going to be talking about whether that's true or not. But anyway, I did a complete show on that, and then there was another show where I brought it up as an example and gave you a little further information to think about. And I told you, and when I did that show, you know, the whole show was about those photographs. I told you when I did that show, right at the beginning, I said this is going to be highly controversial, going to be highly contentious. I'm going to get a lot of email about this, which has happened, of course. And most of that email has been very, very polite, but it's lined up on both sides of the fence. My contention for two solid hours, as it has been for 11 years on this broadcast, was that, yes, we went to the moon, but you and I didn't get to see it. That isn't what we were shown. As far as I'm concerned, it's been fairly well proven that what we were shown was pre-recorded stuff. And I talked about why. Why did we get shown pre-recorded stuff? Why didn't we get shown the real stuff? Okay, well, I have, as I say, I've gotten several emails about that. And I chose one that I was going to reply to. I was going to email a reply to it, and then I was reviewing the pictures before I sent the reply because I wanted to make sure that I had everything in the reply straight, right? I wanted to make sure I was not misspeaking about anything. As I reviewed those pictures, I saw something I had not noticed. Here's the email. Mr. Smith, this is from Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Burke, in Minnesota. Mr. Smith, I listen to your show every night and have done so for about 3 years now. I like your upfront style and your very logical approach. You are usually right on the mark, but your two shows last week about the pictures of Apollo landing sites was off target. Well, that was curious to me. I wanted to see, this is Burke's opinion that it was off target. That's okay. I believe in freedom of speech. You know that. But I wanted to see why he thought I was off target, so I continued reading, and here's what he said. You said there were no astronaut footprints at Apollo 17 site, but I got the picture on the internet, and I can clearly see the footprint tracks. While I really respect you and your opinions, I think it's time to change your opinion about Apollo missions and admit they actually went to the moon. Respectfully, Burke. Okay, Burke, thank you, and respectfully, and I mean that, thank you for the email, but respectfully, did you actually even listen to those shows? In the first one, I spent 2 hours explaining that we went to the moon and explaining why I think we didn't get to see the real photos and videos. I would agree with you that it's time to change opinions and say we went to the moon if my opinion were that we didn't. But I spent 2 hours explaining why I think we went to the moon. And those who have been listening to this show for 11 years, as some of you have, you know that for 11 years I've been saying we went to the moon. We didn't get to see the real footage, but we went to the moon. So for 2 hours, I gave you details on why I think we went and why I think we did not get to see the real footage. So, as I said, I was busy with looking at all these photographs again. And in looking at these photographs, I noticed something I had not noticed before. Detail that I had not noticed before. Now, what's going to be so controversial about this? There are several things. First of all of the headlines say that these are the sharpest, clearest photographs ever of the Apollo landing sites. And I'm going to tell you right now that cannot possibly be true. And I'm going to give you proof that it cannot possibly be true with NASA's own photographs. These are the sharpest, clearest pictures they've let you see. They are not the sharpest, clearest pictures they have. They cannot be. It cannot possibly be true. Now, as I said, I'll give you proof of that. Those who are watching the show, I will give you proof that NASA has sharper, clearer pictures. Okay? Another reason this is going to be so controversial is because I'm going to be dealing with Apollo 17. Apollo 17 was the last Apollo mission to the moon, so far as you and I know. Apollo 18 and 19, there were actually supposed to be about 21 or 22 Apollo missions, I believe. I know at least 20, but maybe 21, maybe 22. I forget what the number was. But 18 and 19 were already built. For sure, 18 was completely constructed, ready to go, had already been paid for. It was done. The crew had already been trained. They were ready for launch. They were ready to go. And just like that, NASA said, that's it, we're through, we're not going back to the moon. Shocked the whole world. It shocked everyone in the United States. to this day, they've never given an adequate explanation. Now, they say, okay, well, it was because we had budget cuts. Yeah, but you already had 18 paid for, and 19 was paid for. It was 19 was not completely assembled yet. It was being assembled, but it was already paid for. 18, for sure, was already paid for and ready to launch. The crew already selected, trained, ready to go. So telling us that it was a budget cut, that's why you never went back to the moon. NASA, that doesn't wash. That's like, well, come on. Nobody in their right mind believes that story. But there's always been this mystery about why we didn't go back to the moon. Apollo 17 was the last one. Something decisive happened that made Apollo 17 be the last one when we had two more ready to go, paid for. Something about Apollo 17 had to be decisive. What was it? As I was looking through those photographs, as I was examining these photographs, getting ready to write my response to Burke and to explain that he had missed what my opinion was, and here's my opinion, and here's why I was going to be referring to these pictures. As I was doing that, I noticed something I had not noticed before, and maybe you did. When I showed those pictures here on the show, maybe you noticed it. I didn't. But tonight, I'm going to show you what possibly, understand I said the word possibly, possibly could be photographic evidence for what that decisive event was that made NASA say, that's it, we're not going back. Photographic evidence for possibly the real reason we didn't go back, have not gone back to the moon. And no one, you know, NASA talks about how, you know, they are going to go back to the moon someday. Nobody believes that. Nobody. It's been canceled. I mean, the American public got the memo. Didn't you guys at NASA get it? The president canceled the moon. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Kevin Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and talking about something very controversial here this evening, and that is the question. First of all, the fact. Apollo 17, we never went back to the moon again after that. The question, why? And is it possible that there is photographic evidence for the reason? All right, so we got these pictures. They were released recently, this month, September. Pictures were released of the landing sites of several of the Apollo missions. And now, by the way, I mentioned, well, where are the rest of them? There were six landings. Where are the rest of the pictures? Well, they're out there now, too. And I said, you know, maybe they will release them. And they apparently have. But it's Apollo 17 that I want to focus on because that's the last mission to the moon. So far as you and I know, that's it. NASA released the pictures and a plethora of articles hit the internet saying, well, this ought to kill all of the hoax theories. Well, it'll kill the bogus hoax theories. As I pointed out, it always was bogus to say that if this picture is hoaxed, then the mission itself was hoaxed. There was never any connection between whether the pictures were real and whether the missions were real. That was always a bogus argument, and for 11 years I've been talking about that. A few people listened, now a few more are listening, and I hope tonight even more will pay attention. If the pictures were hoaxed and the videos were hoaxed, or at least a good portion of them, and I don't think there's a whole lot of debate about really, I mean, some of the pictures that they say are hoaxed weren't. Some of the video that they say was hoaxed wasn't. But some of it really was, and or it appears to be, and it, you know, there's pretty good proof of that, pretty good evidence for it. But then when they release these supposedly sharpest pictures ever, that's supposed to kill the hoax theories. Well, as I say, it'll kill that bogus hoax theory that we never went, but that never was the issue. That whole debate about the pictures are hoax, therefore the missions are hoax, the whole thing misdirected people away from the idea that the missions were real, the photos were hoaxed. Why? What did they not want us to see? Well, let's see if we can began to hone in on some of what they did not want us to see. The pictures that were released are pretty clear, and you know, they point out that you can see the astronauts' footprints, you can see the lunar landing module. What's on the screen right now for our people viewing in the members area is the picture of Apollo 17's landing site. And you can see the moon buggy, or the lunar rover roving vehicle. You can see its tracks up there. And then way down there in the right-hand side of the picture, there's a little dot, and they say that's the lunar rover. That's the moon buggy, okay? Now, I've already dealt with this a lot, so I'm not going to deal with it a whole lot here tonight. But for those who missed the show, pay attention. Okay, what's missing here? We have the lunar landing module, descent stage, sort of nearly in the center of the picture. We have the rover over on the right of the picture, and I have estimated, based on the fact that they tell us this picture is 150 meters wide, it covers an area of 150 meters. This is a rough, very rough, approximate estimate of the distance that rover is from the lunar landing module. Now, the limb, as it was called, that served as the living quarters for the astronauts while they were on the moon. And it is what they were in when they took off from the moon and went back up into space and joined with the Apollo spacecraft. All right, so that's important to keep in mind. That's home. The lunar landing module, the lunar whatever it's called, the LEM, the LEM. It's there almost in the center of the picture. And the rover is some 328 feet southeast. And by the way, the orientation of these photographs, according to the NASA websites and to the ASU website, the orientation of these photographs is that north is straight up in these pictures. So southeast by 328 feet or so, something like that, is the final resting place, the final parking place for this rover. Now, I talked about this. I said, okay, now, why would you gotta, wherever you park that rover, somebody had to park it, right? at least one astronaut was in that rover and parked it over there. Now he's got to walk 328 feet back to the limb to get in that thing and take off and go back up into space and dock with the Apollo spacecraft. Why would you do that? Other landing sites don't show the rover from those missions being parked far away from the limb. Why here? But what's missing in this picture? Well, two things. One thing absolutely is missing. It appears that the lunar rover, the moon buggy, it appears it didn't make any tracks here. But that's only an appearance. There are tracks. And I'll show you those tracks in just a moment. But in the picture that we're looking at right here, we clearly can see where they say are the footprints of the astronauts. It's a clear, dark line of footprints, or they say it's footprints, and I assume it is. I'm not questioning that. So there are the footprints, very clear, very dark. All right, now if you park the rover 328 feet away, you got to walk back to the limb. Where's the footprints? There aren't any. There are none. Now, I also want to point out that in the photograph, we see some dark tracks going just north and east of the limb. And NASA tells us those are the tracks of this moon buggy. Those are moon buggy tracks, LRV tracks. They're very dark as well, broader than the footprints. But the footprints are very definitely visible, and so are those tracks of this lunar rover. Fully loaded with all of its equipment, this rover weighs approximately 1,600 pounds. But then you add a human to it, or two humans. As you'll see in a moment, it was a two-seater. It could hold two. Then you add their weight to it, and that is obviously going to dig into the soil a little bit more as the rover is traversing the soil. So is the reason for these tracks between the limb and the final resting place of the rover? They're there, and as I said, I'm going to show them. They're so light, you just really can't see them in this picture that's on the screen, and this is the picture as it was presented on the internet to you. I have to zoom in and change the contrast a little bit for you to see them clearly. But they're obviously much, much lighter, so light you can barely see them. Does that mean that perhaps it had no astronaut in the rover at the time? Was it driven by remote control over to its final landing or final parking spot? I don't know the answer to that, but there's obviously some reason why those tracks are not as visible. Okay, let's zoom in a little bit, and let's see the tracks. Now, you kind of have to back away from your screen, and you can... I've marked with some arrows where these tracks are, and you can barely make them out. I've only zoomed in. I haven't changed the contrast on this picture. But we can see the lunar landing module up in the upper left-hand corner. And to the southeast, we see what's supposed to be the LRV. Between those, we can see very faintly some tracks. Now, I'm going to do something. I'm going to change the contrast so we can see those tracks a little better. Still faint, but we can see these parallel tracks leaving from the lunar landing module. What's interesting about this is that we can see that these tracks go right into, through, and up out the other side of two small craters. I've marked them A and B. We're going to take a look at B, close up and personal. But I want you to notice that just beyond B, the tracks disappear. Do you see that? The tracks just simply disappear. But down there in the lower right-hand corner, we see what they tell us is the LRV. And maybe it is. That may be exactly what it is. And until I looked at this carefully, I was not too sure that I wanted to say it was something else. And I'm still not. But, well, you'll see. You'll see. But the point is, you can see these tracks leaving from the landing module, headed southeast. They go right into crater A and up and out the other side. They go right into crater B and up and out the other side. And then they sort of vanish, as if it went no further. Now, I don't know. Maybe it did. Maybe that is the lunar rover that we're looking at. It may be. In the previous show, I told you, if you zoom in on this rover, it looks like, if that's a rover, it looks like it's been bombed. I mean, it doesn't look anything at all like the rover. Now, I'm not saying that it's not the rover. I'm pointing out that NASA's picture shows us tracks ending shortly after crater B, not continuing all the way to where the rover is said to be parked. I'm only commenting on their picture. I didn't create the picture. I'm only commenting on what I see in this picture. I've got a little bit more I want to show you and comment upon, and we'll do that right after this. Welcome back. All right. I told you I had some more I wanted to share with you, but keep in mind what you've seen. Those of you who are listening by radio, keep in mind what I've described. There are tracks, parallel tracks, that look like they were made by wheels of something, lunar rover, leaving from the landing module. They're very, very faint. Very faint. In fact, until I zoomed in and changed the contrast, you couldn't even see them. And but they leave headed southeast, generally in the direction of what they say is the lunar rover, the LRV. And it may, in fact, be that. I'm not saying it's not. But when we zoom in and we see those tracks, there are two things we should notice. One thing we should notice is that the tracks end, apparently, just after they come out of that crater, B. And secondly, there are no footprints going from that rover back to the lunar landing module. If an astronaut drove it over there, he had to have walked back. Where are the footprints? We can see the footprints quite clearly in the main picture that they give us. The footprints leading from the lunar landing module to the left towards the science experiment location. We can see those footprints very clearly, but there are no footprints leading from the lunar landing rover back to the landing module. On the screen right now, what people are looking at, well, that's the wrong picture. We'll come back to that one. On the screen right now, what you're looking at is Crater B as the first inset, and then the lunar landing module final location as the second inset. And we can see the tracks. They're very, very faint. But I've zoomed in on Crater B, which, when we zoom in, doesn't look much like a crater. It looks actually like there's some kind of small structure there. I don't know what it is. And then when we look at the inset of the lunar rover, the moon buggy, we look at the inset of that. Now, that looks pretty curious, doesn't it? As a matter of fact, in that inset, we see something that looks sort of cylindrical, sitting in a big dark circle. And we see in front of it, to the right of it, we see what looks like two rectangles that are white. Well, when I zoomed in further on this, I was amazed because those two rectangles look like an L-shaped building, and that L-shaped building looks like it has the corner with the L elbow of the L. Looks like it's been blown up. Now, that picture is the picture that NASA released. But that's not the original. The originals are over at ASU, not at NASA. ASU stands for Arizona State University. That's who's running the LOR program. LRO, I'm sorry. Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter Camera. That's who's running that program. The folks at Arizona State University. Now, the picture that I put up too soon. Here we go. In their picture, which is the original, this is what we see. This lunar rover that in NASA's version of the picture just looks like kind of a straight thing in a dark circle. Now we can see, in from the original photograph, what that really looks like. We're going to sharpen that up here in just a minute and take a good look at it. Does this look like a rover to you? Okay, now let me give you something to compare with. What we're looking at now is the rover. This is a photograph of the Apollo 17 rover while it was still in, if you will, the warehouse where things were being constructed. The front of that rover is to the left, and the back of the rover is to the right. There it is. It has two seats in it. And just take a look at what's in that dark circle. Does that look like it matches? Now, maybe to you it does. Possibly to you it does. Maybe you say, well, it's the satellite was so far away that you really can't tell. Well, we're going to address that issue as well. But I wanted you to see the rover itself. This is the actual rover that was driven on the surface of the moon in the Apollo 17 mission. And in the inset, you see what is in the photograph at ASU. Now, let's go back to the ASU photograph. The ASU photograph shows us what NASA says is the rover. At the bottom, you will see a link, and I'm going to leave this up here just for a moment so that you can copy that down. I want you to be able to go and check this for yourself. You know, I want you to see that I'm not doctoring anything here. I want you to be able to see this is exactly what you're going to see when you go to that website and you look at that picture. You can enlarge their picture a great deal, and you know, they've got a function right there on the screen where you can enlarge the picture. You can zoom in, and then you can just click your mouse and hold it down and move that picture around so that you can focus in on various parts of it. Kind of blurry, isn't it? Now, what they say is that there's about 0.5 meters per pixel here. That's the resolution. I'm going to show you a photograph in just a moment that was 3 times worse resolution. It's breathtaking. You're not going to believe it. But they say that is 0.5 meters per pixel. Half a meter per pixel. The one we're going to look at in a minute is 1.5 meters per pixel. All right, so hope you've copied that down, and I hope you can see that what is beyond, we'll go ahead and say that's the rover. Doesn't look like an L-shaped building. Now, what I've done, the first picture that people are looking at is kind of fuzzy, kind of blurry. In this next picture, it's the same exact picture. I just used the sharpen function in my photo program and sharpened it up. Still blurry a little bit, but what we see here is something pretty strange. What it looks like is some sort of machinery down in a hole. It doesn't look like a rover. If that is the rover, now you see why I said it looks like it's been hit with a bomb. I mean, it doesn't look like a rover at all. And there's this big black area around it. Is that a hole or is that a scorch mark? That's not all that's in that picture. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. I'm delighted you're here, and I think you will be too. Sorry for whatever it is that kept you from the first hour, because you've missed about 5 or 6 universes of information here. All right, now, we were talking about this picture of the Apollo 17 landing site, and the picture under discussion shows us what is supposed to be the rover, the moon buggy, at its final location. We've already discussed the fact that the tracks do not appear to go all the way to this location, and there are no tracks walking back to the lunar landing module. So either it was sent over there on remote control and an astronaut did not have to walk back, or it did not go all the way there, and it's somewhere else, or it was sent over there by remote control, because there's no astronaut footprint. So if we're going to buy the identification that NASA has made in the big wide area picture, identification of some tracks that they say are astronaut footprints, and I buy that, I have no reason not to. If those are astronauts' footprints, where are the ones from the buggy back to the landing module? They're not there. Therefore, no astronaut walked back. That's the issue. But another issue is when we get a close-up, a zoom-in on what is supposed to be the landing module, it really doesn't look like a landing module. And I showed you what the actual moon buggy itself looks like. This is not an artist conception. This is a picture of the actual moon buggy that was on the moon in Apollo 17. Okay? And whatever it is in that black circle in the picture from the landing site doesn't look like this. Now, is it possible that there's just some kind of weird something going on here photographically, and that's why it doesn't look right? Well, that's possible. But when we sharpen that picture up, here's the picture as you will find it at the ASU website when you yourself zoom in on it. Okay, and the link is there, so write that down. I'll put it up a couple of more times, but it's been up there a long time. You should have written it down by now. Please write it down. You go check this yourself. All right, when we take that picture and simply sharpen it up so we can see some more detail, look at that bright, shiny sphere. Let's, for the moment, we will say that is the rover, that is the moon buggy sitting there. Straight in front of it, to the right, on the other side of that dark circle, there is a big, shiny ball, a sphere. Around that sphere, it looks like there is some kind of piping. And it's actually in a trident shape. Now, I'm going to leave this up for a moment, and you may have to adjust the size of the picture on your screen. You may have to get up close, because it's not really a very clear picture. It's a little fuzzy. But you can see that there is this trident shape. There is a pipe coming from the lower left of that sphere, and it's moving to the left, toward the moon buggy, towards the rover. Then there is almost a rectangle, not a complete box, a three-sided box of pipe, that's what it looks like, around that sphere. So it gives the pipes around that sphere the shape of a trident, like Poseidon's trident. Now you might say, okay, when you sharpened it up, it just got pixely. Okay, now I'm going to go back to the original resolution. Are you ready? It's just zoomed in. And you can still see that piping that I was talking about. Before I sharpened it up, it's there, it's fuzzy, you can see it. But when I sharpen it up, you can see it a little better. That's it. Directly north of what is said to be the rover, there is a rectangle of pipes. Let's go back to the sphere. Look at that sphere. At the 12 o'clock position on that sphere, directly at the top, look close, and you will see there is an extension, a pipe coming out of the top of that sphere, headed to the pipe running beside the sphere. Now, you might say, okay, so what does that prove? Well, it doesn't prove anything except there is something there that I would say probably they didn't want you to know about, didn't want you to see, and probably thought it was not going to show up in the pictures that NASA released to you, and in fact it doesn't. Because in the pictures that NASA released, what we see is a rectangle. Okay, look at the inset, the second inset on the right, and what we see is a white rectangle. All of that has been apparently inserted to keep you from seeing the sphere and the piping around it. And in fact, north of that sphere, it appears that there is... look at the ripples in the ground. That looks like you're looking at the top of perhaps some submerged, by submerged I mean subsurface parts of machinery that, you know, are covered up with some soil or something. South of the rover, it looks like that. But, you know, that rover looks like a piece of machinery in a crater. That's what it looks like. It doesn't look like a rover to me. Maybe it does to you. Now, again, I know because I've dealt with this sort of stuff for 11 years now, I know what people are saying. People are saying, okay, look, it's all interesting, but you've zoomed in on a photograph that was taken from very high in space. No, it wasn't. It was taken from 13 miles up. It was taken with the high resolution, so they say, the high resolution LRO camera, the LROC. And the LRO camera, they say, took this picture at a resolution of 0.5 meters, 0.5 meter per pixel. Now, if you wish to believe that, please go ahead and believe it. But I want to shatter the myth with NASA's own photographs. Actually, not NASA's, LROC's own photograph. What I am about to show you is a photograph that was taken with that exact same camera, and it was taken at a resolution of 1.5 meters per pixel. Keep that in mind. It's 3 times less high def than this is supposed to be. It is something sitting on the floor of the crater. I say Tycho. Some people say Tycho. I think it's actually Tycho. Look how sharp that is. It's absolutely clear. No fuzziness about it at all. Intense radiation. Not radiation. Intense resolution. Now I have on this picture the link. I want you to copy it down. Now, when I switch to the next picture, it still has the same link because it's the same picture. I just used their zoom and zoomed in to the area. You see where the little yellow arrow is? I just zoomed in on that area on their website and took a look at it. Are you ready for this? We're looking at stones that are as small as a golf ball, some of them. Absolutely crystal clear resolution. There's something about the Apollo 17 landing site, indeed all the Apollo sites, they really don't want you to see, they really don't want you to figure out. That's why I said those are not the clearest pictures that have ever been shot of the Apollo sites. Those are the clearest pictures, the sharpest pictures they've ever let you see. That's all. Now, when you look at this, let me back up. Here we've got just a stunningly sharp, crystal clear picture of these mountains down in the Tycho or Tycho crater. Stunning clarity. Unbelievable. Okay, but what if you had the moon buggy setting down there? What if it was setting down there at the bottom of that mountain? Well, when we go to the zoom, we can see rocks that are, some of them, as small as golf balls. Do you think you might be able to see clearly the rover, the moon buggy? I think so. And this photograph, ladies and gentlemen, this one is said to be, according to their website, it is said to be 1.5 meters per pixel. Look how clear that is. Now, when we look at the Apollo site, it's said to be 0.5 meter per pixel. And look how not clear that is. Somebody's been lying to me. something's not right here. There's something they don't want you to see, and I think you're looking at it right now. I think you're looking at it, possibly, let me put it that way. I think they don't want you to see this, that I think. Possibly, you're looking at the reason we didn't go back to the moon. An encounter, possibly, with whoever built those structures. This is Apollo 17. 18 is ready to launch. It's supposed to launch in just a few months. It's paid for. It's built. It's ready to go. The crew is trained and ready to go. Mission ready. Right now they could launch immediately. At that moment they could have launched. They were ready to go. But when Apollo 17 left the moon, NASA said, that's it. We're not going back. I think it's possible, just possible, you're looking at why. Now, I don't know how to interpret that picture. You know, like I said, that might be the moon buggy sitting there, but if it is, there's still a sphere with piping. And what's that big black area around the alleged moon buggy? The shadow? Look at all the rest of the shadows in the pictures, in the picture, and you'll see that shadow doesn't match the shape of the moon buggy. Or whatever that is in that hole. It looks to me like that's in a hole. That looks like a hole to me. So if it is the moon buggy, it looks like it's been bombed. It doesn't look anything at all like we know that moon buggy looked. We know for sure what it looked like. Pictures are on the internet. Photographs, not artist renderings, photographs of it. We know what it looked like. And whatever that is in that picture doesn't look like it. If that's it, it looks like it's been bombed. And there's still, you have to deal with that sphere and the piping. Is it possible? We're looking. Is it possible? I'm asking. I'm not claiming. I'm asking. Is it possible that we are looking at the reason NASA chose to cancel the Apollo program? I'd like to know what you think about that. And in order to know what you think about that, and I'd like to know what you think you're looking at right there. I'd like to know, what do you think, that's the moon buggy there, or do you think it's something else? And what about that sphere and that piping around it? The piping shows up even before I sharpen the picture up. You can see that. So the way we're going to find out what you think about all of this is to invite you to give us a call. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. If you are outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can call that number. It will work, but we understand that international long-distance calls can be expensive, especially from some countries. And so, for you, we have something else. For you, we have the flash message option. And you just go to my website, scroll down, and you'll see the picture about tonight's show. Right above that picture is a link that says flash message. All right, to the telephone and caller. You are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Kathy from Las Vegas.
Hi, Kathy.
I wanted to beat Brent to be the first caller of the day.
Well, I am so glad you called.
I was looking at that shiny globe off to the right of that item.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that could be some kind of like Faraday cage device?
Well, it could be. I mean, I don't know what that thing is that's supposed to be the rover. And let me ask you this. Does that look like the rover to you?
No.
Okay. It doesn't to me either. It looks like some kind of machinery. And it appears that it's at the edge of a hole. And the piping from that sphere looks like it goes off into that hole. And it looks like, if you look carefully, that there are some steps going down. Right where that pipe goes down. Okay? So is it possible that this is some type of machinery that provides life support for some sort of installation under the surface? I don't know. But to me, it sure doesn't look like the lunar rover at all to me. It might be, but it doesn't look like it.
You know how your brain tends to try to recognize patterns,
yeah,
of like faces and things?
Mm-hmm.
I may be a crazy cat lady, but that kind of looks like some sort of sphinx type, maybe monument.
Well, you know, tattoo. I thought about that exact same thing, where it's kind of crouched down with its forearms laid down.
It's weird.
Yeah, but the thing about it, see, is we're looking down on top of it. So if it was, it wouldn't be oriented that way. Its legs would be under it. What we're looking at
is the Temple of Man, shaped in the form of a human man. Maybe that's a buildings and or a temple in the shape of that.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. It's just weird. Now, you heard me in the other shows where I said if that's the rover, it looks like it's been bombed. Do you see why I say that?
Thank you so much for bringing this up, because I could just look at this all day.
Okay.
But
all right.
Other people in. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. I guess she didn't hear me. 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889, and come on, folks, what do you think? I mean, you've heard what I think. Maybe you think I'm all wet. Maybe you see something I don't see. Well, change the universe tonight by calling and sharing that with us. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Mark from Los Angeles.
Hello, Mark. Let me boost your volume a little bit.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, yeah, another thing, too. If you go back into that picture, look directly at 12 o'clock, about the same distance as the other sphere.
So yeah.
12 o'clock from the rover. There's another orb there.
Another sphere, and it has that same extension coming off of its 12 o'clock position.
Exactly. It's just not as bright.
Yeah.
And now what is to the 6 o'clock position? I see a white thing down there, but I couldn't tell what that is.
You mean under the rover?
Yes.
What that is the tip of a white arrow that is in the photograph that you'll find at their website. That's an arrow where they're pointing and saying that's the rover.
Okay. Yeah, it does look like a rover, doesn't it?
I don't think so.
It looks more like a dog rover, maybe, but...
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you look, you compare the actual rover, you compare that to the picture that they're telling us that is the rover on the moon, they don't look alike here.
No, they do not. Now, have you measured this area there? Have you figured out what the width of that object is?
No, I haven't, but I can tell you what the length of the rover is, so if you want to measure it, the length of the rover is 10 feet 2 inches.
I was going to say it was about 10 feet, yeah.
Yeah, it's 10 feet
that
2 inches.
Possibly bigger than 10 feet.
Well, you know, it's hard to tell in the where it's blown up like this, where it's zoomed in. It's hard to tell. But now I'm going to show, in comparison to the lunar landing module, the lunar landing module is much bigger than this rover. Okay? And we can see on the screen now. Although they're both very, very small here. The rover is much smaller than the landing module. It's hard to tell that when we zoom in. So it's possible that what we're looking at in this picture, this is a picture from ASU, from the people that are running the camera that took the picture here. Okay? This is from their originals. All right? And you, by the way, folks, if you go to that website, you can actually download the raw data photographs, okay? But this is a picture from their website. This is an original. It's hard to tell in this, but it could be that we're looking at about 10 feet there. But, man, that does not look like the rover to me. What do you think?
No, it does not. And plus, the black area is extremely black. So, like you're saying, like a hole. But you think there'd be some sort of reflection, you know, around the rim or something. And if it's a scorch mark, I mean, I don't know about the moon's surface, but you think there'd be dust on it by now. You know, it'll be lightened up.
Yeah, you would think so. And what do you think about no astronaut footprints going back to the lunar landing module?
That's the first thing I noticed when you said, what's missing? I go, there's no footprints or no tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And now, on the NASA picture, I'm assuming you think that they just pixelated that area out, but it looks more like a building the way that they did it than,
yeah,
than the originals.
Yeah, and if you zoom in on that even more, it not only looks like a building, it looks like the elbow of that L-shaped building has been blasted away. But that's NASA's version of this picture, and that's not what the original photograph shows. So it would tend to make me say somebody done doctored this. The NASA version shows two rectangles arranged as if to make an L. And that's not in the original photograph. What's in the original photograph over at ASU is a sphere and piping. Mm-hmm.
And at least two of them that we could see.
Yeah. Yeah. At least two of the spheres, yeah. And
well, maybe they were making igloos up there. You know.
Maybe they were making igloos up there. I don't know. But you know, it's just an astounding thing to me that it could be that different. You look at NASA's version of it, and there's a rectangle. I mean, there's an L-shaped building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You look at the original. And it's a sphere. You want to hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right, hang on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we shall return right after this. Don't go away.
Are listening to the Kevin Smith Show.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking with Mark from California, and we're talking about this weird thing with these photographs that have been released showing the landing sites of the Apollo missions to the moon. You know, Mark... Oh, well, we lost Mark. Don't know what happened to him. But, folks, there's not a doubt in my mind that we went to the moon and that they landed on the moon. But things happened on the moon that... You were never told. Things happened on the moon that they're still trying to keep you from knowing about. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Mike from Kentucky.
Hello, Mike.
That thing, it looks like it's on its side in that crater.
Uh-huh.
Kind of in a freakish kind of way, it looks like possibly it could be a Soyuz manned landing craft, it fell over.
The reason I'm chuckling is because I was having a discussion today with the owner of one of our affiliate stations as we were looking at these pictures together. And I made the same comment. That looks like it could be a Soyuz spacecraft. So, I don't know. I don't know. But let me ask you this. Is there anything about it that looks like the moon buggy to you?
No, nothing at all. Nothing at all. I'm very familiar with these things because I grew up as a child following the space program from the first Soviet Sputnik all the way through and beyond, you know, the landing on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very aware of all of the paraphernalia, if you will, and the equipment, because I wrote two papers in school on the space program and where it would go. And unfortunately, it sort of stopped dead in its tracks.
Well, it did, and I think there's a possibility that we are right now looking at photographic evidence for why it stopped dead in its tracks. I think this may be some of the evidence of what really was happening on the moon.
Well, that's a very definite possibility because we know that there have been reports from various groups saying that when we got there and the first person stepped down on the moon, Aldrin said, hey, why didn't you guys tell us this stuff was here? You knew it was here and you didn't tell us.
Yeah.
Or Neil Armstrong, I mean.
Yeah. Why didn't you tell us? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and this one being Apollo 17 is the last mission to the moon. And when they took off for the moon, they were supposed to be 18 and 19 and 20.
Exactly.
And 18 was ready to fly and it was scheduled to fly just a few months later. By the time they got off of the moon with Apollo 17, it was over.
Well, it was over publicly, but you know there are stories, and I'll just say they're stories, which say that NASA moved its launching pads from Cape Canaveral to down along the equator over in the West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
And they launched along the equator so that nobody could see those launches because they were military-type launches.
Yeah, and I mean, and those stories might be true. I don't know. I do know for sure that when we left the moon with Apollo 17, it was over. And we have never been back. George Bush said, let's go back. And NASA was gearing up to go back. Something caused the current administration to say, nope, we're not going. Could it be that someone briefed him on what really was going on the moon? Could that be the case? What really is going on the moon for sure looks different from what we were told. And these pictures really tell a story that's quite different from the official version, in my opinion. But what do you think about that? Do you think this shows the official version, or do you think this shows something quite different?
Well, I think it shows something very, very different. And
were you watching when I showed the pictures taken of the floor of Tycho?
Yes, I was. I was watching that.
Mike, the picture that's on the screen now is of the floor of Tycho. It shows that mountain. It's
right.
Taken with exactly the same camera, but it's three times less resolution. So that tells me, when I'm looking at Tycho, and I've got an arrow pointed to an area there on the floor of the crater right next to that mountain. And folks, you can copy down that link and go do this yourself. You can zoom in on their website. You can zoom in on exactly what I'm about to show. You can see pebbles. I'm talking about clear, crystal clear pebbles on the floor of Tycho. And this is three times less resolution with the exact same camera. So
they know exactly what that thing is.
Something something has been monkeyed with when we look at this and it's blurry like that. That's they're keeping you from seeing something.
Whatever happened to that election slogan? This will be a transparent administration. There's nothing transparent about this.
Well, yeah, but you know that slogan has been used by several administrations, and I'm still waiting.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, I'll let you go. It's a good show tonight, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for the call. All right, how about you? 623-444-5889. We have a flash message from Ross over in the United Kingdom. He says, Kevin, you'd think if NASA went to the trouble to monkey with the photos, they'd at least make sure the unaltered originals were taken down. I think you're right on track on why we suddenly stopped going to the moon. There is definitely more than meets the eye going on up there. Great show. Thank you, Ross. I appreciate it. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jerome.
Hi. I noticed on that picture where you, you're trying to determine the rover, and did you zoom in on the lander module at all to see how that looks?
Yeah, I did. And it looks, I mean, it's as messed up in its resolution as all these other pieces of the photo are. But it does look generally like it's probably the lander. You know, it does have the appearance of what it should look like. But the resolution, they say, this is so weird. They say that this was taken. Now, look, I'm getting the facts that I'm about to tell you are on the website where I've been putting up the link for people to go see for themselves. This information is there. It tells you the resolution it was shot at. The resolution of the shot of the Apollo 17 site is 0.5 meter per pixel. That's 3 times more resolution than the picture of Tycho, the floor of Tycho. And look at the difference. The difference is the Apollo site is out of focus, it's fuzzy, and we look at Tycho and we can see right down to little pebbles.
So. You know, I agree with what you're saying, and the floor of Tycho is so resolute, you could almost read the name of the golf balls.
Yeah.
My question here is, obviously, this is a lie. These photos are a lie, and you could speculate on what you're looking at, but it's been photoshopped or whatever. So, but you're premised on why this could be the last landing, Apollo 17, is right on target. Did you ever invite any current NASA officials to be a guest on your show?
Yes. Yes, I have. And I have had Edgar Mitchell on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have invited other astronauts who have not responded. I have invited Clark McClellan, who was the guy who, all the way from Mercury to the space shuttle, he was the flight trainer. He trained them to fly their spacecraft. Okay? So mm-hmm. They learned to fly the shuttle. When they did the shuttle, they learned to fly the shuttle from Clark McClellan. And he's got more flight hours in the shuttle simulator than anybody else ever. And he's the one who says, listen, NASA knows they're extraterrestrials because they have seen them on their screen standing in the shuttle bay 9 feet tall, standing there conversing with the astronauts who are in the shuttle bay. That's Clark McClellan. And I've asked him to come on the show, and Clark seems to be nervous about the fact that we put these in archives. And, you know, he says, it's my story, I own it. And I said, yeah, but it's my show, I own it. If you come on my show, it goes in the archives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we stand.
What difference would that make on his story being on the archives? I mean, why does he insist on owning it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. And I really don't have time to play that game with him. You know, if he wants to be on the show, okay. And, you know, if he doesn't want to be on the show, that's okay, too. But, you know, I've sent multiple over the years invitations to various astronauts and to Clark McClellan.
You know, what would be nice to make to your members as a message to your members would be maybe a list of people you tried to contact and you basically said you've given up because you know it's just a waste of time. They don't respond. Just so the members would happen to know.
Yeah, but, you know, that's kind of like publishing a blacklist. And these folks are not really on a blacklist. If they have a change of heart and decide they want to come on the show, okay, I'm ready. You know, I'm just not going to chase them.
I understand that. One other thing. You did a couple shows on the Mars polar base.
Yeah.
And you had the guest John Lear on.
Uh-huh.
And you asked him about those. And he basically just blew you off. He just said it was an anomaly.
Well, that's his opinion, yeah. And, you know, on this show, everybody can state their opinion. That's not my opinion. His opinion is that we've never been to the moon, we've never been to Mars, and the primary reason he believes that is because of the Van Allen radiation belts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. A lot of people believe that. However, and that would be true if the astronauts left here and flew through the Van Allen belts, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Their trajectory is published. They left at a 30-degree incline to the equator. And that took them up over the belts.
Mm-hmm.
So
I understand that up over the belt. In fact, that evening, I did call in, and I was honored to speak with John Lear. And
hey, can you hang on through this break?
Sure.
Yeah, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, we will return right after this, so don't go away, all right? Welcome back. We're talking with Jerome on the telephone line, and Jerome, I had to cut you off just as you started to say you called in when John Lear was my guest.
Yes, Kevin. I had the honor to speak with John Lear, but when he was on, I knew you were going to say that you let your guests give their opinions and their ideas. But I was back here saying, jump on him, Kevin, jump on him. And I also had the opportunity when I called to jump on him, and I deferred and went on to a different subject.
Well, so. let me say this. I have a great deal of respect for John Lear, and I respect his opinion. I disagree with it. But here, it's not about me proving my point. You know, I share the information. And I say, this is what it looks like to me. But it really is about everybody looking at that information and deciding, well, what does it look like to you? You know, I don't have a point to prove, so you won't hear me jump on. The only time you hear me jump on them, if they get really, they jump over heavy into politics or religious dogma or something like that. I tend to get tough with that. And I actually had an astronaut hang up on me one time because he wanted to talk politics. And so, but...
show at all?
Do what?
Was he on the show at all?
Oh, yeah, he hung up during the show. 26 minutes into the show, he hung up. Would not do the rest of the interview.
Well...
but that was Brian O'Leary. He was an astronaut, but he was an astronaut that never flew. And but anyway, you know, he did what he did, and that's okay. I did what I did, which is we're not here to talk politics. We are not going to talk politics, and he didn't like that. So
I tell you what astronaut that really appeals to me is that Story Musgrave.
I've sent two invitations to Story.
Pardon me?
I have sent two invitations to Story.
Well, he seems like he's a very interesting person. Hey, listen, Kevin, one thing for sure is what you said. I think we are looking at why 17 was the last mission. Whether we're going to see it, you know, for real, it's still clear, but I think we're looking right at the evidence.
I think so, too, and I think that's my opinion, but I officially have to say I think it's possible that that's what we're looking at here. If they wish to show us photographs of this that are as clear as the floor of Tycho, that might change what I think. That might completely change it. You know, if we could see something that clear of this location. But they've apparently decided we're not going to get to. So that being the case, the clearest we have is what we're looking at, and it does not look like the official story.
I agree with you. And one last thing, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Let me say this: if for all the listeners who don't call in, there can't be anybody more nervous than me when I call. My heart beating and everything else. And you don't bite.
No, I don't. I don't bite. Okay, Jerome, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, bye-bye. No, I don't bite, and you get to say what you think about it. Really, you do. I know that's rare in America today, but you really do get to say what you think about it. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show, and you will be our last caller for the evening. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
This is Rick from Kentucky, and I'm always last.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, Kevin. I saw something interesting on that high-resolution photo of Tycho's or Tycho's or whatever.
Uh-huh.
The hillside behind that looks an awful lot like the hills in the Nazca area. It looks like there's almost drawings on that hillside in the back of that picture.
Well, there may be. I you know, it's quite possible.
It looked like a stick man to me or something on the side of that hill.
Hmm. I don't see it. Oh, I see what you're talking about. That hill over on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some kind of white mark there. Well, I tell you what, if you will copy down that... That web address.
That link.
Yep.
Okay.
And go there. You can zoom right in on that just as close as I zoomed in on those pebbles at the base of the mountain.
Okay. I'll do that after the show.
Yeah.
That's all I had, Kevin. It's been a good show.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Well, I said that would be our last call. I figured it would take longer. We do have time if the phone rings right now to accept one other call. You know, folks, I'm not spinning a conspiracy theory. I'm looking at the photographs that are available. You can look at them yourself online. And, you know, I've looked at these photographs and I've read what they say is the official story about all of this. And the photographs do not appear to me to match the official story. The photographs as released by NASA appear to have been doctored. I talked about the rectangles that cover, they completely cover that sphere with its pipes coming out of it. But the original photographs over at ASU at the LROC website, LROC being the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter Camera, LROC. At that website, the photographs are not the same as what NASA released. And so the originals are at the El Rock site. And you can even get the raw data images at the El Rock site. So that's the one I'm going with. And the one that I'm going with, being the from the original, doesn't match what they say. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show, and you really will be the last one. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Bob from California.
Hey, Bob.
I was curious, when were the last updated high-resolution photos made available to public?
September the 8th.
Of which year?
This year.
Okay, my question is it's interesting what happened, but why are they releasing them at that time? What is the significance of why they would come out with those photos at this time? Thank you.
Yeah, I've asked that same question, Bob. Thanks for the call. Why now? More than 40 years, why now? For more than 40 years, we've been saying, okay, show us the landing sites. So now they finally do. But what they release to us and tell us, these are the sharpest images ever of the Apollo landing sites. I've proven to you right here tonight that cannot possibly be true using their photographs. That cannot possibly be true. And what has been released to us from NASA doesn't match the original photographs at the LROC website. Furthermore, what's at the LROC website doesn't match the official story. I don't know what the real story is. But whenever I look at that photograph of what's supposed to be the lunar rover, and it's right up next to a sphere with big sphere with pipes coming all out of it, and it doesn't look like a rover sitting there. When I look at that, I think I'm looking at the reason Apollo 17 was the last mission. Folks, you have to realize, if that's not what they say it is, if that is some sort of alien installation there, you have to realize that Apollo 17 landed in within less than 400 feet of it. It landed within about 328 feet of it. That means if it is alien, they landed right on the nest. All right, that's going to be it for this evening. My friends call me Steel-Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.